May 7, 2020, this program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Murad Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic is El-Islam, the tafsir of Imam Waqf Uddin Muhammad, commentary of the Holy Quran. If you have missed any of the talks, go online to www.blogtalkradio.com archives and you'll be able to listen to the talks that you have missed. So we will open with a short dua, and then we will continue where we left off yesterday. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulihil kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mubarak. The Quran is revelation showing something that was not seen. Quran is revelation, not just talk. Revelation means showing something that was not seen. If it was already seen, then why is it revelation? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That is another complete verse. The thanks is to God, that is one statement. Rabbil Alameen, Lord of the worlds, that is another statement. One day we will take our Fatiha and we will see the respect, how the two expressions come with each verse for a total of 14 that unlocks not just seven. There are seven seals and seven verses. But each verse has double keys, two keys. In the Quran, it says, with God are all the keys to the heavens and the earth. The Quran is a book to be read. That means read, but when you read in the Quran what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying about revelation, about Quran, you know that you are not only to read the book, it is a book to be studied. It is a book to be recited. It is a book to be understood. All these terms are in the Quran that tells us that this is about the Quran. So the greatest fear that the religious leaders have is the fear that what they keep secret will be told openly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that when he gave the message of Quran to Muhammad the prophet. Prayers and the peace be upon him. He exposed all of their secrets. I can't expose their secrets. They are already exposed. God has already exposed them. I just read what God has done. But if you cannot make the right connections, you will not even know that God is exposing the secrets because you do not make the right connections. So the leader has taught the masses of people, the majority of the people in religion, all those who are not taking into them as secret students, their private little secret students, they have taught them all in a way so you will never make the connection. You will think this is all just talk. You to know that it has reference to something. So you cannot make the connections with the reference, so you cannot learn the Quran. So you cannot see the superiority of the Quran. So if you do not know what it is talking about in history of religion, many Christianity and Judaism, then you do not know the superiority of the Quran. Lahab, Quran Surah 111, Surah Lahab. So this necklace is a halter of firewood about her neck. It is from the palm tree, but it is not fiber. We understand fiber, you might say. He is questioning the book. Yes, I am. Fiber suggests to me something fine, a fiber of cloth. A fruit is a little fine thing. So this is not a fine thing. It is a halter about her neck. If you can imagine a soft branch, made into a necklace, that is what the picture is. And that palm tree has small branches that can be made into a rope. He's carrying firewood, so the curse is on her that was promised, and that she would have this firewood, but it will be like a rope around her neck, like a necklace on her neck, meaning she is going to be destroyed by her own devices. Don't question the teacher to prove your teacher wrong. Question the teacher to understand. I love my teachers, all of them, because they were teaching me. I thought they deserved my love. If they didn't want to teach me, that would be something different. So Lahab flamed passion. The Quran Surah 111, Ayat 1, Parish, the father of flame. Flames in poetry means passion. Abu Lahab was the uncle of the prophet, prayers and the peace be upon him. Literally translated means father of the flame. Flames in poetry means passion, and usually passion of anger or of love. So literature has established the meaning of fire and flame. When you speak of a person being full of fire, it means full of anger or full of passion. When you speak of a person having ice in their blood, what do you mean? Very cold-hearted. It says, and his woman, Imrah, is not wife. It is woman. She doesn't get the respect of wife, because she was a very bad woman and he was a very bad man. So they were not really husband and wife. They are not respected as husband and wife. They were just doing their evils together. It was his woman doing evil with him. So what is the meaning of hatar? Firewood? It is like rope. If you see basket weaving, they used to be ropes made of wood fiber, grass ropes, I think they called them. It says, for Jida hath in her neck, but neck is not GD. Ulud is neck. So this is only neck when you're talking about a woman putting a necklace on. It is talking about the area where the necklace hangs. In this area where she would have a necklace was a halter of palm fiber, a rope like a necklace. So this is the picture you get, like a rope, and for black people, maybe a noose. They hung so many of our people for 100 years until I think it went into my genes. I don't like ties, nothing choking my neck. I don't like it. I used to go to the temple, and as soon as I got away from the brothers, the Muslims, I would take that tie off. I just had to take it off. It is uncomfortable to me. It feels like somebody is choking me a little bit. Hablin means what? It is a rope, but some translation says halter. And a halter is something you put around your neck, like a necklace. What is a halter? It is a necklace. I used to sell things, cosmetics, and custom jewelry. Halter is something that is fixed and not something that has been had be. That is not a halter. If I remember correct, a halter is not like the regular necklace that has beads. The halter has its shape and stays in that shape. It is kind of a stiff like a horseshoe. It is a necklace. It is different from a regular necklace. Allah false is invisible. The Quran, Surah 112, Ayat 1 to 4. Allah is eternal. The Quran, Surah 57, Ayat 3. Allah is seen and unseen. The Quran, Surah 62, the believer shade have no fear nor grief. Unseen forces control dominant life, change physical form. God has always been present in this world, in his creation, in his signs, and in the activity that we experience as graces of Almighty God. So we know in El-Islam that God is not creation or visible matter or something that is on time, that comes into existence and undergoes change or decay and has to be reformed. But God is the creator who was never born, never made. But his existence eternally. And God is seen and unseen. That is, he is evident or apparent, obvious and also hidden from our perception. But that does not make us feel that God is less real. Objects that are not detectable by the physical and really the most powerful thing. So the sun is a ball of fire, is a distance from us, but it's invisible. Its invisible energy reaches us and grows the food that we eat and give us the physical strength that we have. And then in our own makeup, there are forces of joy, sadness, intelligence, working in our lives. And those forces are real forces that control and dominate our being. We know that the unseen forces are stronger in our lives as influences. The man who is young, looking healthy, youthful, he can get problems in his life, family, job problems. And these problems that are invisible can actually change his physical form. He can begin to look old, weak, gray hair. And what is this worried? It is nothing that we can see with the eye. We can't even take a microscope and find it. It is something that has no material body. But look what this force does to our material body. So we have to be as human beings believing in the forces other than physical matter. Human beings have this nature. So one had to come and convince human beings that they are forces that you should respect that are non-material. The most primitive, the youngest of civilizations, the sort of societies, has come to that belief without science, without preachers coming to preach to them. It is just a natural thing for human beings to come to believe in power and forces that are above the physical creation. So this is the nature in us that leads us to the correct belief in God, or to correct worship of God. So we begin as babies in everything, in worldly knowledge, and we grow into scientific knowledge. Scientists, societies begin as babies in spiritual knowledge, and we grow into spiritual knowledge. Science tells us that Almighty God has helped science get where it's today. I remember reading a book, writing on Einstein, where he was giving credit to Almighty God. I also remember reading a book on the life of the one who invented penicillin. And he was telling how he felt God's presence in his experiment and how God made possible his great success. So we know as Muslims that many great scientists came up in Ellis' line, and they were not only men who discovered God's workings in their experiments, but they were men who were motivated to become scientists by Ellis' law. So we see evidence of God's working in science and evidence of God's working in the ordinary human life. And it's evident, is convincing proof to us that Almighty God exists. We do not have to see him as we see each other. In fact, if we coming to the right understanding, the way we see each other in our hearts is not. We see each other with our eyes. So the way we see each other with our heart is the real thing. The way we see each other with our eyes is not the real thing. So Almighty God wants us to be aware of little things that are happening all around us, in the skies, in the earth, and in the activity that goes on between sky and earth. So if we would just think all these things, we will get renewed faith. We will become faithful people. We will know that God exists, and we will know that he has the power to do whatever he wills. Because the Quran says everything in the heavens and the earth bears witness to the existence of Almighty God, Most High. So if we had the interest and the time to really look and examine what is going about in the sky, on earth, and everywhere, we would see plain signs of God and his presence, his great wisdom, his great wonder, gifts, his great generosity to man. So man having only God creation would go wrong. Pulsation carries thoughts to your mind. Almighty God has made the whole heavens, earth, yourself, and everything that exists to give off a kind of message, a kind of pulsation. It carries thoughts to your mind. If we had nothing to listen to but God's creation, we wouldn't go wrong. But when man comes into the picture and begins to stray from God's creation and come with his own ideas of what the environment should be like, then his environment begins to influence us and we get the same pulsations from his environment. So what we have as trouble in our lives comes from bad pulsations made by man, not by Almighty God. So wicked man fear poverty. Wicked man fear poverty, not God. So when we come out of the house into the streets, we see man's creation. We look at the billboard. And we see what man is suggesting to our mind. And this man is not man who fears God. This is a man who fears poverty. He wants the billboard to bring us to his store, or to the store where his products are sold. We wake up in the morning, we turn on the television, and we get the pulsation from the television. These are not the pulsations from Almighty God's creation. These are the pulsations from this man who wants you to buy the product that he has for sale at some store. So what we have is a world and has become so filled with pulsation from materialistic man, weak man, that we have to battle for our lives to survive harder than the primitive man had to battle in the wild jungle. Our world is more filled with enemy forces designed to hurt our good nature. Vendors forces, the jungle of violence, or forces of wild creatures against man. We could go right now to the jungle, and in a little time, we could establish a peaceful, healthy, lovely society for ourselves. Look how hard it is to establish the society in the modern world. It is because the modern world is more corrupt, more fraught with evil and danger to human life than the jungles ever were. So their minds, their people of this world, are people who like experimentation in their religion. And they hope somebody will come up with a better religion, Catholicism, Protestantism, whatever. They hope that maybe you will come up with something better. And what are they looking for? Something that gives them more freedom to do their work. But this kind of mind is not acceptable in Islam. We cannot experiment with our religion to come up with something that pleases us better. We have to accept what God has given us and then make our lives conform to that. God will not allow us to fit our religion to our own desires. We must fit our desires to our religion, and that is the difference between Muslim mind and non-Muslim mind. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah closer to you than the juggler vein. Never doubt that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever present. He is as close to you as your juggler vein. The Quran says to Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, and to every believer, the eternal coronary artery and jugular vein are inside your body, and it carries blood from the head. And if someone cuts the internal coronary artery, there is no more food going to the brain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as close as you as the sauce that feeds your brain. In fact, He is the sauce that feeds your brain. And if you just turn off the foolishness of this world and apply your senses and listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen to the Quran and follow Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him, you will gain your life again and you will get your good senses. Allah seen with knowledge, not spiritual emotions. Man's strongest part is intelligence that must lead to spirit. Spirit without intelligence is nothing but forces of destruction. So where is the strongest part of the man? It is his spirit. No. The spirit is stronger part of man for destruction. But there is something stronger in man for salvation. Someone might say, I believe the spirit is the strongest for salvation. Spirit without intelligence is nothing but forces of destruction. Intelligence must lead spirit. Do you think God is God because he is some emotional existence? No. He is God because he is just. He is higher. in knowledge. He embodies all knowledge. He has all the knowledge, the book says. He is the light, knowledge, truth. So if God was only spirit, emotionalism or emotional, he wouldn't be light. He wouldn't be the light. He would be darkness. So what light can we find in spirit unless the spirit is lit with knowledge? Allah al-Samad, the Quran Surah 112, say Allah is one. So that is why it is said in the Quran, God says, Kul, say, He, God, is one. The God is eternal. He always has existed. That's what it means, al-Samad, resisting anything that will affect him. Nothing can affect him. Nothing can penetrate him. He's al-Samad, the eternal, that resists anything that wants to affect him, and that includes life and death. Touches him not. Not this life you have. The mortal life touches him not. The death touches him not. But he is the living and the eternal, the source of life for everything. He never gave birth to anything, to something like a father or a girl or a boy. It has direct reference to a boy, though never did he give birth to son. Never was he a son born to someone, and never has there existed anything like him. The Quran Surah 113, Ayat 1 to 3, follow-up. It's a separation of darkness from light. So the emphasis is separation. And when man begins to see the distinctions between intelligent guidance and the selfish use of a thing, then that's the drawing of his mind. Necessity is breathing, but it has an illusion to the soul of the individual person. So this is coming from the individual person, and he breathes into something called a knot. In religious symbolism, rope or string refers to spiritual knowledge used for knot. It is confusion in spiritual knowledge. In the interpretation of revealed knowledge, not is translated into firm resolution, your conviction. So this idea that faith is good for you, and some suggest comes from another person, into your resolve, your made up mind, to shake the unity of that made up mind. It breaks the resolve. That is no inspiration coming from any human soul. So it comes from knowledge, from the knowledge. You have nothing concrete to say until knowledge touches you. Prophet Muhammad, he didn't say he was inspired before he said, Bismillah, read in the name of your Lord who created. Wisdom came from his mouth. We see the evidence of his inspiration. So Rav suggests the work is to bring the base elementary things to its complete potential, maturity, bringing that which is in its raw, weak, undeveloped form to complete development. He is the Rav of the daybreak, dawn, is referring to the proper education, knowledge of right thinking, attitude. He is one who takes it as its early beginning. And he is the protector of the early development of man's intellect and his soul. Refuge from evil. It is the drawing of the intellect that enables man to protect himself against the latest harm in creation and created things. Not that harm is acting itself out, but it's latent. It's a possibility have there, him there. The wrong approach is the misuse of it will bring bad consequences or harm. Allah has not created any harm. He has created it for benefit. But the absence of knowledge causes us to use it wrongly or approach it wrongly. So care equals good, harm equals share. The Quran, Surah 113, Ayat 1-4. The Quran, Surah 3, Ayat 117. Allah wrong not, but it is from self. Bukhari, page 9, 525b. Allah good only accepts good. 40 Hadith, page 84, 25. 6, charity. So the whole book, Quran, is a prayer. But the praise, I seek refuge. This is asking for help. And one can say those prayers. I am pointing to the universality of Al-Islam, of the Quran, the word of God, and the Sunnah and the Uswa of Prophet Muhammad, prayers and the peace be upon him. Share means harm. The phrase says, seek refuge from the harm. They say evil. The Arabic term is share, means harm. That which benefit is Arabic term, nets, share. Refers to that which takes away from the value and quality of something. Whatever hurts something is a share. It is more than evil, it is harm. Evil suggests an intent on somebody's part, right? But there is no intent in matter to hurt us. God created matter to serve us well. He didn't create anything to hurt us. He created this whole world and even fire. But he didn't create fire to hurt us. He created the fire to comfort and aid us, not to hurt us. But many people get the share of the fire. It is not because God intended that way. He did not intend any share. This is why God says, it is not God who harms you. It is you who harm your own self, souls. So something, it is done in complete ignorance. So we just don't know the proper use or the approach of this, etc. So we get the harm of it instead of the intent that God intends for us. So that is the benefit. And not the harm. God intends nothing but good. Allah good only accepts good. 6, charity. Respond means your senses are working. React means your senses are not necessarily working. In the Quran it says, I seek refuge with the Lord of the dawn from the daybreak. From the harm of what is created, or we can say, from the harm of what he created. So there's a benefit and harm in everything. They say, even this water that we think is harmless. I'm not talking about when their pollution is in it, the pure water. We can get a sickness, and even the water will have to be taken off of our food list. We will have to give it to some other way, right? So the doctor will take you off of it, and you can't take the water directly. You will have to take the water some other kind of way, in food, something, or even through the veins. In some situations, you can't drink it by mouth. So everything has a benefit, and it also has a harm. And when the Prophet, present and peace be upon him, told the followers of an advice for the sexual act, He said there is a reward. He said it to awaken the mind to a problem that they had. And the problem of some people to react to things rather than to respond to things. Respond means your senses are working. React doesn't necessarily mean your good senses are working. So there's a people that just react to things. This results over the years in people having problems with sex, illegitimate births. So a lot of wives, so man in his culture makes sex a dirty thing, a sin thinking, that dirty sex, that is sin. Yet he keeps sinning, though he says that he doesn't stop. So the prophet follower asks, how is it this is good in sex? He said, if you did it unlawful, wouldn't there be a punishment? There is share. And the Sahara, and everything God has, Padira. So he has set the balance for these goods and evils. He has put it in the balance, and if you respect the balance, you get the good. If you disrespect the balance, you get the harm or the measures of it. So it is a difficult word to translate. It means God in creating it, he has already set the rules for governing these things. So the rule was not by God before we were even created in the matter itself. He has set the rule and has determined how the creation will yield benefit and goodness and how it will cause or bring harm or loss. It is all set by God. Has already been determined by him in the making of the creation itself. That season means not only intense darkness, it is also intense corruption. Necessity. Evil suggests into your firm resolution. So from the harm of the evil that they translated, intense darkness. But this word, Gassifin, is not only intense darkness, it is also intense corruption. It is a darkness that suggests hints at filth, corruption, offensive things to the good taste of human beings and civilized societies when it comes. So we know with darkness also comes corruption. With ignorance comes also corruption of morals and culture and the life. And from the harm of the necessity, and they translate it to literally from the evil of the whisperers who whispers or blows into the night. So this sounds like witchcraft, which it is. It has reference to witchcraft, but let's get the better understanding. As one commentary gave, and I think one translation gave to form the harm or to evil of the one who casts evil, suggesting then to the firm resolution to break the tie of your conviction or your resolution. So you have resolves to obey God, to say away from this harm or forbidden things. And here comes the snaky caster of suggestions. He casts a suggestion without you knowing what he has done, cast. So before you know it, he's got you in trouble. His language was so smooth, so subtle, that you thought he was a good advisor. The Quran Surah 114 Ayat 4, whisper into the hearts. So whisper into the hearts, not the mind at first. Then we begin to give our minds to the weak thoughts that we have left our hearts because fasting to affliction and sentiment can trap us quicker than the appeal of logic. So our feelings just go blindly. The emotions are blind. The Quran, Surah 114, Ayat 1 to 5. Wrath, birth, evolve. So the first line says, I seek refuge in the one who gives the birth and then develops it until it reaches completion, then provides for it everything that it needs for its existence. Who doth that for us on a human or lower level? It is our parent. After being born out of the parent, we are nourished and raised by them. They care for us and help us go stage by stage until we become adults in our heart, in our minds, and in our bodies. So after we become strong adults and have reached all of our full growth as men, our parents leave their wealth with us, if they have accumulated it, to carry on for them after they are gone. So man as father for community. Man has had the freedom to move out from the home and build up strength and become the leader of the world. The woman had to stay home and carry the baby 9 months and raise children. So the man has become the ruler in the world. Since he has become the ruler in the world, he is the one that acts as the father for the community or for the nation. So we leave the father's house and we come outside as young men. We take on a wife, get a home of our own, and become a father. The Quran, Surah 114, Ayat 2, refuge from king. But we still come under another father. He's not called father. He'll be called king in the day when the book was revealed. Today, they call him president and other rulers over the country or the nation. So we come out from under the father of the house as a young man and out into the city life or country life. There we fall under a bigger father who's called king, president, or whatnot. So then many of us soon learn that the king is not a father that's worthy for us to worship. So father couldn't hold me. So I came out and fell under the laws of the king. Pretty soon I learned that the king makes mistakes. The king is not worthy of me worshiping him. Then the man turns and worships something else. He grows to worship a god. He comes against the king with the divine authority that he gets from God, and comes against father with the authority of the king. So when man grows like this, he's just growing up as God has ordered or ordained or willed it that he grows. So he never really becomes grown up until he comes to the contact with the God. So many men worship their parents, others worship their political leaders or their kings or presidents. Worship their deities or their gods. But it is not always ruled that their God is the real God. Man now has in his nature growing desire that becomes a powerful, so mature that he can't accept that father in the house to be that image that he worships. So then how to, and he's now to the higher level, and he can't accept that the king is the image of worship for him. Then he goes to a higher level, and he can't accept that the president or king be the image of worship for him. Then he goes to another level, and he refuses to accept God that he once bowed down to and worshiped. So if we worship our parents and our rise from babies to a height that God wants us at one time or another, we are going to live to outgrow the parent and to see that the parent is not that thing that we should worship. At one time or another, we are going to outgrow the president or the king, and we are going to that as there as see that they are not what we should worship at one time or another, and we are going to outgrow our own mind, God, and we are going to realize that God are too small for us to worship. So family structure to government. In this chapter so far, we see that the rise of what they are primitive societies, societies begin as selecting father to the chief over the family or over the tribe. And they would follow, obey, and worship father. And then the tribe grows and multiplies. It becomes too much for one family man to do. So he has to select a family man to serve his cabinet or his government. He becomes a leader over families, over tribes. He becomes a king or a president. Then they grow and grow, and wealth accumulates. And problems accumulate. The accumulation of wealth and human problems become so great, they can't worship the king anymore. The people have to turn to the greater God that makes for themselves a God in tune to their own mind and of their own desire, to have refuge from the king. So the mind, of the people continue to grow because God is coming. It grows so big that they can't worship the God that they worshiped yesterday, today. They throw down the God that they worship. Then they begin to think that they are gods. So worship nature now. The man has gotten set up with the God that he has made, and he has something whispering in his heart. He's going to repeat the same old thing again. The first man in his ignorance let nature whisper in his heart and made him worship nature. Man comes to rule over nature, rises to become king, and to break from king and worship deities or God. Something rises in his heart when he gets fed up with the God that he worshiping or he worships. And he sees that they fail him. Something whispers in his heart. They are no God. I am God. So Gen means Gentile who follows emotion. So Gen means Gentile people, savage people, who follow their emotions. Don't think that this definition doesn't fit. People today in modern times, it refers then to savage, wild, black people who gave themselves to emotional outbursts and don't fall under the rule of knowledge. We have many people, large parts of that, won't give themselves to knowledge to submit to an ordinary life. They follow their feelings, their impulses, and their emotions. They are just like trash, waiting for a wind to come. The wind of foolish joy comes, sweeps the trash up, and carries it in the air. While the trash carries in the air, it fills that up. But soon the wind stops blowing, and the trash is back down under the feet of the people again. So kenes, another word for Satan. So the pardon me, the jinn are those that don't prefer to, are those that don't profess to believe in God. They give themselves to their wild passions or their wild habits in nature. Nefs is the name given in the Quran to the people who profess a belief in God in this chapter. So you have something called kanaz. So this is another word for Satan or the devil. So the devil is in heat, thinking. So what is the Holy Quran telling us in this chapter? It's telling us that the devil is in the hearts of the people. The devil is in your thinking, in your wicked desires. When this thing grows in you, it makes you become a devil. We have devils amongst Gentiles, and we have devils amongst religious people. We have to seek God's protection from everybody. We seek his protection from the parents who want to be our gods or who want to stand as block keeping us from worshiping God. So we seek his protection from the king, the political ruler, or the president who stands in the way and wants to keep the people from giving themselves to God, direction. So we seek his protection from man, who are two categories. Some don't profess to believe in God. They say, I follow what I want to follow. We seek protection from them because the devil has grown up in their heart and in their mind, and has made them become a devil. Devil grows in your heart, thinking for wickedness, in your mind, thinking for wickedness. You have the germ of the a devil. So when that germ dominates your whole being, you have become a devil. You don't have to be out of the church to be a devil. You can be in the church and be a devil. That lets us know exactly where the devil gets his birth and how he becomes a form of a living being walking on the earth. That chapter also tells us that the growth of worship and how God has been growing or moving constantly and the people, he has been moving them from inferior belief, inferior worship, to higher belief and higher worship. That concludes the tafsir, and we will go right into the Ramadan session. Topic: man and the universe as mates created for each other, is timeless relevancy. Lecturer, Imam W. Dean Muhammad. We will start off with Al-Fatiha, the Quran, chapter 1, Al-Fatiha. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط mustaqim. Suratul al-ladina an'amta alayhim ghayru maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Lecture part one, dear beloved Muslim believers, peace be unto you. Ramadan Mubarak. So we thank Allah for this month of Ramadan, the month of fasting, a month in which there are many blessings according to the word of God. In the Quran, we thank him for our presence today and for our life and health, and we pray that he always is with us, guides us, and grants us mercy. It is important to know that remember that the first word of communication to our prophet was read, Iqra. Read in the name of your Lord who created. Praise be to Allah, highly glorified is he, the creator of everything. And in the words of the Quran, he is Al-Tali Kuli Shay. He is Al-Kali Kuli Shay. Whatever means, whatever man creates in the creation of God is the creation of God, pardon me. Let me repeat that. Whatever man creates is the creation of God also. So that is what is of lasting value comes from God's creation. So God's creation is the universe and everything contained in it, including man. The great and the most high creator created man as a thinker for man to engage creation. The study of man's development as a thinker or a philosopher or a scientist on the one hand, and as a human community on the other hand, presents an interaction showing the two corners or two concerns, pardon me, working together as me to address the relevancy of the timeless nature in the history of community development for civilized society. Allah Most High says he created for man mates, the same nature. In one reference is that, and Allah holy, highly glorified is he, says also that man's female counterpart is man's tillith. Tillith is an area to be cultivated or an area under cultivation. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, surely Allah speaks the truth. We thank New Africa, excellent enterprise. LLC Mirage speaks for allowing us to come before you once again. And we thank you. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding. And to you, the believer, Ramadan Mubarak, may Allah bless you to have a peaceful, loving Ramadan and to be safe. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the understanding. As I greet you once again, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. And once again, thank you for listening. We will continue this next Wednesday, pardon me, at 7 p.m.